More on Cavs Celtics coming up in 20 minutes. We then have Albert, a little bit on Cavs Celtics tonight as well, as he's a Boston guy. The 5 at 5 at 6 tonight because of the Scalabrine adjust there. Can I just get you to agree, though? I mean, you're not going to. I don't know why I'm leading into it this way.
You already know my thoughts on this.
The NBA, the special courts for the NBA Cup, it's one step too far.
Why?
Because I think you think it's about.
I'm not going to say that I love them or anything like that. I'm not advocating for them or anything silly. I like when they go different. I like when the NBA tries things. I like when they give us a new look, and that's what that is. It's a new look.
So I think it's part of what they're trying too hard to sell the NBA Cup. I mean, players have played harder in a lot of these games. I think most of this is it's just going to take time, and so like I think the courts are ugly, and I think they're distracting.
The Boston court looks like they're playing on a tennis court.
Well, it's funny you were saying that.
I just saw that one. It looks like it's a tennis court
because it looked like an episode of The Red Wedding on the Cavs court the other night, yeah. Where it's just it's so red. It honestly looked like I was watching like NBA Live from like 2004. Like that's
yeah.
It made some sort of weird depth thing on the TV that just didn't play. So like to me, I wouldn't be like, are there actually people out there like, okay, I saw the court and now I'm like 3% more in on it?
No, but I do think it is. It's there as a reminder, and then when you see it, you do. Oh, it's Tuesday, Friday. They didn't think too hard on this one, clearly, but they wanted things to differentiate. They're trying. It feels like you're knocking them for trying a little bit, which is fine. I get it. The NBA Cup isn't something that people want to latch onto. But like, what do you want them to do? Just have the normal court, normal uniforms, make it
normal
not special
court.
At all?
No. But it's special by virtue of you're playing for something. And I think
the Cavs know that's not enough, or the NBA knows that's not enough.
So what? A court is like the kicker?
I think it's just them trying. That's all.
But I think trying, if you like, we've already got a million think pieces on how to save the NBA Cup, which are all
way
as tedious.
Many. Way too many.
All
think pieces.
As tedious and overthinking it as anything else.
Yeah.
I said it with Danny. The Cup will be more special if you just stick to it and you don't mess around with it.
Yeah, I could see where some people would think maybe it's too gimmicky, maybe.
But it's a new idea. We don't do cups in American sports.
No, not even the cup. I mean the court. Like, is the court just too gimmicky?
Yeah.
Like, is it too? In a way, it almost makes it seem like you're watching something that isn't the NBA because
yeah.
It's not the traditional.
And also, I'll say it again. It's distracting. A lot of these courts trying to watch. The brown basketball up against the wine-colored court.
There were certain, when they first did it last year, there were problems they had with colorblind people.
Yeah.
That was a real thing. The NFL's gone through this, too. The NFL had a couple different stretches there.
With color rush, yeah.
Yeah, with the color rush jerseys, where it was like really bothersome for colorblind people. I think they ironed that out.
So,
I'm not sure. I don't have an update there.
Well, but I think to what you're saying, I think it's distracting in a game where, let's just make it about the game. And here's the thing with the cup. I think it's going to be like Thursday night football in football, where for the first decade, all anyone did was complain about the quality of football. All anybody did was complain about it was another night you're taking away from just a normal night. And now 10 years in, it's normalized. If it's a bad football game, we still watch it. Like, there are just things in sports. Sports are so much habit that you just need to make the NBA Cup habit-forming. And you almost need to force it down people's throats, but do it in a way that isn't a little overbearing, which is why I think the courts might actually go against you. I think the courts might hurt you because, like, I put up a Twitter poll at Nick Wilson says, are you a fan of NBA Cup special court designs? And 66% of people are saying no.
I'm surprised it's not higher. I thought it was going to be like 85%.
You thought it was
going
to be like the Red Wedding
event? Well, all you ever hear is people online, all you ever hear is people complain about the courts. Every time they see a court, they complain about it.
So it's interesting about
that. It just doesn't bother me is all. So I just don't care about it one way or another.
But do you agree, like, if you really want to make the NBA Cup work?
I don't think there's a way to make it work. Like, I think the discussion is interesting. I don't think there's a way to make the NBA Cup work. How are you going to sell people that a less than second championship in the middle of the season is something you need to get up for.
Because you just keep having it, and you keep... I think, like
the Lakers putting a banner up, I think was big. I think that was massive, all things considered, because it meant the Lakers were treating it in the same way that they were treating their other championships, and then all anybody did was laugh at it.
Yeah, because that was the first year. Like, again, I think this is one of the things that trying new things in real time, the worst thing you can do is react to the initial response to it.
Oh, yeah. They can't close up shop and say we tried and that's it and call it a day.
Even after 2 years, you can't pivot.
But I don't know that we can. I don't know that the regular fan is ever going to buy into the idea that a second less than championship is anywhere close to the first. And I think that's going to be the hard hurdle that they have to clear.
But I don't know we can say that when we haven't even finished Cup 2. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just trying to find a path. I'm trying to find a path to where in my
path
brain...
Path is time.
No, to in my brain where I just think, okay, that works. And I don't know, maybe I sound a little bit like Dan Shaughnessy here, where it's like, bring me back to 1985 basketball, where I'll always be stuck in bring me this current basketball before the cup. 25 years from now, kids will be like, we love this. This is the best thing we ever had. I just don't see how it works.
So, again, I think time is how it works. 25 years is a bit ambitious. If it's not working 10 years from now, you got to bail on it. But 10 years, a full decade, yeah. Like, when you have a young generation that's grown up on the cup, and again, I realized that was something. As it came out, I realized what it sounded like. But that's what it's going to sound. Because it's not like... The NBA Cup is not for guys like you and me who are middle-aged, who vaguely remember the 90s.
Right.
It's for my kids.
Right. Well, and it works in soccer, right? That's the idea. It works in soccer. Yeah. It just doesn't work in any of our traditional American sports.
Nobody's
we don't have this in
it.
NFL. We don't have it in baseball.
Nobody's tried it.
I mean, good for them for trying something.
This is the lesson I'm trying to learn with it. Am I really that crestfallen if the Cavs don't make the cup playoffs this year or they don't win the cup?
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool if they did win it. It'd be a fun thing.
Yeah.
But I understand that, and for a lot of people who follow this NBA, we're built into, it's not an NBA championship, so it doesn't matter. Right? But I think they're trying something. Like the courts, they're trying something. Well, but it's like with Dan Shaughnessy. Dan was so incredibly down on, the Celtics don't care, they need to get punched in the mouth, whatever. And then the NBA Cup is an attempt to do something to find a way to make the first 30 games matter. And I'm not the person that's going to be converted. And I don't think you will be either.
No.
I don't think Dan will be.
You know I appreciate a good effort, though. Like, I'm not sitting there. It's better than them just sitting back, Nick, and saying, well, we're just giving up on the first 30 games.
Well, but I think 10 years from now, I think we're going to be saying, it's not working. And there's going to be a generation of kids, a young kids that go, I love the cup, can't wait for it.
I hope you're right. I don't think you're going to be. I hope you're right.
Star Wars. If you grew up on the original trilogies, everything that's happened is going to be some pale
imitation. And then they gave us Jar Jar Binks. I don't even like Star Wars, but Jar Jar Binks is why I jumped off.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
What an atrocious character that guy was.
Their kids Jax's age.
He was a ridiculous Jax. If you don't know that character.
That those Star Wars movies are the Star Wars movies.
Jar Jar Binks was the worst character in the history of TV.
Yeah, so
history of movies.
So Jar Jar's the courts, but that prequel was the NBA Cup. And if you just wait long enough, and here's the thing, you really, like, just don't touch it. Don't do anything with it. Because if you touch it, if you give yourself permission.
Yeah, don't touch that cup, Jax.
To fiddle with the cup.
There we go.
Cup will runneth over. I just wanted to say that. You'll ruin it. But if you hardline and say, no, this is the cup and this is how we're going to do it, the only way you can change it at all is if you expand how many games you play in the pod. So instead of 4 games, it's like 6 games. That's the only way I think you can touch it. Everything else, try Elam endings in the championship game or, reduce it, like all that other stuff. But here's one. Okay, there's one other change you can make. You can actually make the pods the same instead of changing it every year. Because that will, inevitably, that does confuse people.
Yeah, but they try to make it as equal as they can to go ahead and stack it the way that they, they want to stack it so that it's the most competitive and so that you have the best matchups. Like they definitely put their finger on the scale in that regard.
Or turn it into a TV show. You got to turn the pod seating into like a summer TV show.
Why not?
I mean, they do it with college football playoffs. In the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, just simply don't
matter. Would you ever be open to the idea that the cup could mean like home court advantage or something like that for the playoffs, or give you some actual advantage for the title that matters?
And I think you're going to start tying yourself to the end to the end title, and then
we're already
just
tied to the end title. The NBA, well, the NBA more so than any other sport is the ring culture sport.
Yes, but I think you don't want a reminder of the eventual ring. You know what I mean? Like I don't know doing it the way, because I think the end goal is to try and make it its own thing. It's not going to be as big as the title, but make it as big as it can be without being as big as the title. I think if you tie it to home court advantage for the playoffs, I think inevitably you're going to sour some people because of that. It's going to be a reminder that it's not as important as that. And I think that's something you want to avoid if you're NBA. I think they actually got that right in this go-round. 216-474-0092. Is this year successfully converting you to being a cupper like your boy, Nicky Dubs, a.k.a. the Big Dipper, a.k.a. the Big Cupper? Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, SiriusXM NBA. We're going to go ahead and pack the car in the harbor with him next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.